Hungarian Christian paintings. We mentioned Christian representational paintings from the 3rd and 4th centuries and the paintings of the catacombs. We find remnants of it in Hungary as well, which is proven by, among others, the paintings of the old Christian mausoleum of Pécs, such as The Fall of Man and Daniel in the Lion's Den. These paintings came from way before the Hungarian conquest, from the years between 350 and 360. This art of the Roman Gothic era can be called rather amateur art. Later, there were numerous famous painters working in our country, and other famous Hungarian painters who created their art beyond our borders, such as Károly Markó, Mihály Zichy, Lajos Szalai, and Mihály Munkácsy. The portrayal of biblical themes lasted until the Baroque era, as the greatest art of that period came from this time. From the 18th century, Hungarian artists barely touched religious themes, such as Piroska Szántó, Lajos Szalai, Miklós Borsos, Nándor Szúdi, and László Hegedűs. The popularity of painting peaked in the 19th century, thanks to the appearance of the middle classes and the interests of the procurers. While the wealthier citizens in the West, such as the Netherlands, could afford spending on art in the 17th century, in Hungary, it was relevant only from the 19th century. The institutional education of art started in 1871, which resulted in hundreds of painters and the appearance of graphics. They mostly portrayed stills, landscapes, portraits, historic events, and much fewer biblical themes. The religious art form was confined to churches. The beliefs and works of artists of the 20th century didn't reflect their religious denomination, as it is rooted in deeper sources. Zichy, a Catholic, created Christ Before the Pope and The Weapons of Demon mostly within the values of Protestantism. The intellectual aesthetic value of this art is exceptional. Between the world wars, artists like Gyula Derkovics and József Egri pushed the art, including the ones with biblical values, towards representing the labor movements, but it is impossible to compare their superb value with everyday decorative religious paintings of the time. From 1970, the best artists simultaneously started painting religious genres with wonderful biblical illustrations, such as Piroska Szántó, János Kiss, Gyula Hinz, Károly Reich, and Miklós Borsos. The early times of the socialist regime from 1948 were not very favorable to Christian art, and the intellectual life of the era was driven by communist and Stalinist ideologues. As a sudden change in the 1970s, there was an interest in the portrayal of biblical themes, which might have been a result of a long prohibition and the new Bible translations that were created for both Catholic 1971 and Protestant 1975 denominations. If we need to highlight three great artists, our first choice would fall on Anonymous, who lived at the beginning of the 16th century. He was known by his unique signature MS Master. The other two are from the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries, Tivadar Csontváry Kocka and Mihály Munkácsy. There is no other Christ's face portrayal in any European art circles than the one on by MS Master on his painting Calvario. Whoever painted it understood what sacrifice meant, what Prophet Daniel's words described, the Messiah would be eliminated, leaving no one, and the Apostle Paul's writing described, who never knew sin, that God made to become sin for all of us. M.S. Master left only seven paintings for us. They are Visitation, Christ on the Mount of Olives, Resurrection, and others, true masterpieces. Mihály Munkácsy's best biblical theme series is the trilogy Jesus Before Pilate, Exe Homo, and Golgotha. Exe Homo portrays the scene after him being lashed, led out,
and shown to the populace by Pontius Pilate.
Christ is dressed in a red robe, wearing a crown of thorns,
while Pontius Pilate announces,
"Here is the man. This is the man, beaten, humiliated, thrown out to the world's mercy. The man what he became since Adam. You are all this man, and we are all the men who crown and deceive ourselves, who don't realize that the crown is made of thorns, and they made it for themselves to hurt, torture, and lash us daily for our sins. This man took all that on himself, the Son of God." Divadač Antvari Kocka was able to portray the mystery
on his enormous paintings,
as no one else could. In his painting, Cedar of Lebanon, he unites all elements of the Bible's three motives. The cedar is the symbol of eternity, the olive has a soul healing and cleansing power. On the branches of the tree for all beings, all birds find its shelter. In the center of the Virgin Mary's well in Nazareth, there is the Virgin Mary. She is surrounded by water, a water well. All figures that are portrayed around baby Jesus and represent a circle of life with all its actors. The well symbolizes life, where earthly and heavenly meet. It is an everyday manifestation of eternity, the symbol of females, and also a scene where Abram's servants meet with Rebecca. Jesus meets with the woman from Samaria at Jacob's well, and their conversation about the water of eternal life. The painting of the praying Messiah manifests the meaning of Jesus' service. His hands reach towards the sky to gain power for his mission, but also turns towards people, asking them to accept what he brings them from heaven. Here is Moses holding the stone tablets of the Ten Commandments, showing that Jesus arrived not to eradicate, but to fulfill his laws, which is love. The typical kind of characters are displayed as well.
Believers and non-believers.
Those who deny Jesus and are expected to satisfy their own material needs with his arrival. They were disappointed. We also see the religious types who hurry to church, thinking that with the soul ritual they already connect with Christ, but without the need to know the biblical living Christ. Both groups distance themselves from Christ, while two figures, dressed in black, are leaning over Christ's tomb where he was buried 3 days before. Right next to them, we see the cedar tree, the tree of eternity, meaning the fulfillment of Christ's followers' lives, believing in him.